You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. I'm Lisa Berry, and this week it's Art and Soul, the art of well-being, where we talk about living a more well-balanced, happy life and self-awareness, emotional intelligence, and we seek to bring in a variety of guests to share their perspective and expertise. And this week, I'm very excited to welcome Peter Morville. Peter is president of Semantic Studios in Ann Arbor, an information, architecture, and findability consulting firm. We're going to find out what that means. And he's authored several books, including his latest, Planning for Everything, The Design of Paths and Goals. And I think this is going to be a very interesting conversation because in your line of work, Peter, I see you use a lot of the same words that this segment is about, but I'm not sure we're necessarily talking about the same thing. So I'm seeing this as we're going to merge your brain and my heart and help people. Are you good with that?
That sounds good. I'm happy to be here.
All right. So why don't you begin with telling us what you do at Semantic Studios in Ann Arbor?
So my academic background is in library and information science. I went through the University of Michigan's program back in the 1990s. But my career has really been about applying the principles of classification to digital environments. So I basically help big organizations to organize their websites so that people can find what they're looking for.
That sounds very structured, and although every time I look up every book you've written or words that you share, I feel like they are all about well-being.
In my professional context, you might think of me as a professional planner. I help people to plan their websites and their software. But in recent years, I've become more interested in how can we apply a lot of the things I've learned along the way more broadly. So with the planning book, how can I help people become better at planning, become more comfortable with planning so that they can have a better well-being?
Well, we're definitely going to talk about your book, Planning for Everything, The Design of Paths and Goals. But one of the other books you've written that I looked up, Intertwingled, it's described as, until we open our minds, we will forever repeat our mistakes. So when I, Lisa Berry, read that, I'm thinking, oh, that's so deep, and we all need to understand that. Is that what you meant when you wrote that?
Yeah, there's a great quote from Ted Nelson, who invented hypertext back in the 1960s, and he argued everything is deeply intertwingled.
That word. Did you make that up, or is that
no?
A real...
he coined that back in the 60s.
All right.
And he was arguing against our hierarchical way of organizing the world and recognizing that things are more connected in interesting ways than we might think. So that book was really about looking at the ways in which everything is connected, being more aware of that. So we can have a better understanding of how we can affect change and what sorts of changes to expect.
So when you, Peter Morville, write that or explain that, are you talking about it, you think, the same way I am?
I think so. I mean, part of my perspective is that, and it's in this argument that everything is more connected than mm-hmm. we think. You know, the gaps between our professional lives and our personal lives are somewhat artificial. And so we bring the same person to work as we are. I think so. With Intertwingled and with my planning book, what I'm trying to do is get people to be more aware of some of the categories in our lives and maybe blur the lines a little more.
I saw one of your recent tweets. I told you I did a lot of research for this interview. And you said, in this excerpt from Planning for Everything, your new book, Peter Morville shares insights about how reflection can improve your work. Is that what we're talking about right now? What kind of reflection?
Yeah, so I see reflection in two different ways. One is, I think we should be reflective all the way through the planning process, from the moment that we start to think about goals all the way through the process. I also think that reflecting is kind of the end stage where you've come up with a plan, you've executed it, and then you need to take time to look back and ask, did I achieve my goals? Did I have the right goals?
So your new book is called Planning for Everything, The Design of Paths and Goals. Tell us about that. Who's it for?
It's for everyone. One way to think about it, so we have two teenage daughters. One is a planner, one is an improviser. And we see the strengths and weaknesses of both approaches as they go through their lives. My hope is that this book is valuable to both. Our oldest daughter, the planner, at one point said, well, I'm not sure I'd read your book. I'm already good at planning. But I asked her to be my editor. She read the book, and she said, hey, I learned some stuff. Our youngest daughter has not read the book yet, but could certainly benefit from some of the tips around planning. What I'm advocating is to take a balanced approach. Sometimes when people hear the word planning, they think, okay, I have to write everything down mm-hmm. in lists and be super organized. And my argument is there's no one right way to plan. And so we each need to find our own balance based on our own strengths and weaknesses. So there are great strengths to being an improviser, but there are also things that you might benefit from in terms of just being a little bit more prepared, being ready to improvise, having a plan B, that sort of thing. Knowing myself, I'm a planner at heart. My parents tell me that even when I was in the crib, they would overhear me practicing words.
Seriously,
before
that's
I
great.
Would go public
that's
with them.
That's great.
The thing that I've had to learn in the last 10 or 15 years is to be a better improviser, because becoming upset when things don't go as planned, that's not a good thing.
No,
right? And
right.
So, and in today's unpredictable world, things often don't go as planned. So I've been working on trying to be better at going with the flow, at improvising.
Well, that's what the segment is about. It's about being balanced, whether it's emotionally or in your business life. Another description of your new book is How to Grow and Sustain Hope with Willpower and Waypower. What does that mean?
So there's a great book from the early 1990s called The Psychology of Hope. And the author argues that hope equals willpower plus waypower. Waypower is... You know, really kind of gets at our creativity in basically believing that there's always a different or a better way, that we can always find a way to achieve our goals. And so, and we all know what willpower is. So when you put those together, it's having the discipline and fortitude to move forward, but the creativity to find, you know, different ways around obstacles. I think that's a huge part of being a successful planner is having that hope that we can move from a current state to a better place.
At what point are you satisfied with what you're doing? Everybody should hopefully always want to be better, but when do you say that was good enough?
I have spent quite a lot of time in recent years reading about meditation, practicing meditation. I find that there is a tension, certainly for someone in the Western world, between, you know, finding peace where we are, but, you know, trying to make things better or change things.
Yes. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? That sounds like a balanced place to come from.
Yeah, it's a tension that we have to figure out, you know, how do we manage this? And, you know, again, for me, the answer is balance.
Right.
So I meditate, but I also plan.
Well, that's good. And we can read more about that in your new book. And I also want to thank you for introducing me to a new word. Peter and I were emailing before he came in for the interview. And I'm reading about what he's about and his company and what he does and what the segment and I'm about. And then you said, oh, you mean metacognition. And I had never heard that word before.
Yeah, that's a big word for thinking about thinking and really just being aware of our own thoughts, our own sort of habits and patterns of thought. And awareness is the first step towards being able to change.
Well, thank you for introducing me to that word. Thank you for coming in. And the book is called Planning for Everything, the Design of Paths and Goals. Where can we get it?
You can buy it on Amazon in print and digital and soon as an audible audiobook.
Peter Morville, thank you so much for joining us on this edition of Art and Soul.
Thank you.